Welcome to another iteration of Behind the Beard, the lightweight version.
The lightweight?
Yeah. Since we're missing a couple, it's the lightweight version.
We're missing about 600 pounds.
Yeah. So we're down a little bit.
It's the best looking of the group.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely. Definitely. So today, I'm Mike Anderson. Of course, today I'm joined by Lewis Anderson and Carson Jones. Pat Pohl not able to make it today, and neither was Derek Green.
We've got their picks, and I don't know if anybody's getting them all right this week.
Does anyone know if Pat's not here because of the Reynolds loss?
You think he didn't come because they lost so bad?
I think that's what it was. I mean, I think McCurry told me that.
Is it true? I mean, did you bring the juju? I mean, was...
I'm really hoping. Okay. I'm really hoping just because I picked them, that's why they lost.
I'll be honest, and we'll get into it, but that was shocking to see. I thought that East would be able to pass it, and their passing game would be a problem, but I did not know it would be that much of a problem.
I will say, down at North Henderson, and I don't know why North cared so much, but they did announce the halftime score, and there were some cheers from the North side.
Well, let's be honest. If you're not a Reynolds guy, no one likes Reynolds.
Right. So
they've been at the top for a while. So
yeah, I mean, they are the best team with the best coaching staff.
Yep.
And when you're that, you know, other people don't like you sometimes.
I mean, we had some interesting things happen this weekend. College football was obviously, there were some very big matchups. And I just don't know if the very big, game day was up in Ann Arbor, and I don't know if they'll be returning.
What about Notre Dame?
That was crazy. Did you guys see $1.4 million?
Yes, to go there and beat them.
Some people just got the football guy look. It's like when their Northern Illinois coach, could you imagine? What do you think he was getting into after the game, besides a case of beer?
I'm about to say, there's a tavern somewhere.
I mean, that guy.
You might not be old enough to remember. You remember App State, Michigan?
Yeah.
I mean, that's absolutely definitely what it was.
I mean, that's – Notre Dame is – eliminated from the playoff, correct?
Along with Florida State, yeah.
What? Speaking of Florida State, Georgia Tech getting beat by who beat them? Virginia?
Yeah,
Not good.
No, not Virginia.
Syracuse.
Syracuse.
Yep. Sorry, Chris. I definitely took Georgia Tech to win that game and cover three.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure a lot of people did.
Yep.
I would advise all of our listeners to go on download X, formerly known as Twitter, and type in Florida State DJ memes. I saw that he signed an NIL with Waste Management.
Because
he's garbage.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, that hurts.
That poor guy.
I mean, and then the mountains. There was a lot of App State fans that
I think they were disappointed.
I think they were disappointed.
Because they really think they can beat anybody.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Beat everybody.
And realistically, they were in some, there was people, not just in Western North Carolina, but nationally I saw App State as the 12th seed The 12th seed is the number one ranked non-Power 4 team, right?
Correct.
So I've seen App State in some playoff brackets, and if that doesn't just show the gap, and it's nothing against App State. It's just the gap between them and Clemson. And then we saw a week ago what Clemson and Georgia's gap was.
Yeah.
I think one of us was like, what could Georgia and App State score be?
Oof.
Yeah. It'd be real bad. Yeah. Of course, at that point, you pull the dogs off and you win by 40 or 50.
But does it matter?
What do you guys have with Dabo going for it on fourth down in the second half?
I think Dabo's days are numbered. That's what I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think his style of coaching is over. There's a reason Nick Saban left, right? Transfer portal, all this.
Yeah.
It's a lot to do, and I don't think he, as of now, is willing to do the transfer portal stuff.
He refuses the transfer portal.
He definitely does. And every year it brings up more and more questions.
Absolutely.
And they have a awesome top five national recruiting class every single year, but what happens is
they filter out.
And then the depth is just not there by the time they're juniors and seniors.
Of course, State had a fantastic transfer portal. We see how that went.
Oh, gosh. That was – I had
– Grayson McCall is a fraud.
I was at that game, and it was the first half, State's defense really did well. But it's what we've talked about in high school games. That second half, the gap of athletes, the gap of talent just really, really showed. And at the end of the third quarter with a few minutes left – every State fan except for Whitney left the stadium.
Was she wearing State gear?
She was wearing State gear.
Okay.
What was the percentage of Tennessee versus State?
State represented well. Walking to the stadium and all day, all I saw was orange. And I was like, this is going to be 80-20. When we got there, it was definitely closer to 55-45. I do think there was more orange there. But there was the State fans showed up. They were there.
Because we really thought we had a chance.
I will say they do a highlight right before the fourth quarter, and it's like a little pump up video, and it was the State highlight thing. And Whitney goes, "Why couldn't they have done that at the start of the game? What poor planning!" It's like, well, honey, I don't think they anticipated that you would be the only State fan left at this time.
Funny.
Was she still cheering?
I mean, she was like, well, they're the underdogs, so. But no, it was Nico. I think Nico's going to be a special, special talent. I did not realize how fast he was till in person. But Christ School, Aiden White,
pick six for the Christ School.
Christ School guy. It was awesome, awesome to see.
Didn't you say five Christ School guys on the field?
Yeah, in warmups there was five Christ School guys on the field. There was a couple. Fulkerson, the basketball player from Christ School who played at Tennessee. He was also on the sideline. I think Greenies Athletics posted a picture of all the different guys. That was very cool to see.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. So what do you guys ready to talk about this week and how we did on the picks?
I just want to give a rose here. Like, good job, Carson.
I mean, I got more than one right.
You went above 50%, finally.
Congratulations.
And at some point Friday night, I was like, before all the games finished, I was like, there's a chance I lose every game. There's a chance.
Yeah.
Besides the Reynolds one.
Yeah, I went 4-5, but I had a good chance. I was within a half a point of winning the, was it the Tuscola game or the Asheville game? It was something real close.
Yeah. I think Tuscola, the spreads make it interesting. We get comments every week. Obviously, not everybody listens. They just see the pick sheet on social medias, but anybody can get up here and say, oh, you know, we think North Buncombe's going to beat Madison, or we think this or that. It's Reynolds is going to beat Inca. That doesn't take any, but it's like, are they going to beat them by 49.5 points?
Right.
That's the question.
That's right. Speaking of spreads, we probably should mention, did you watch any NFL this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
NFL is a different beast.
And I'm definitely ready for the NFL tonight.
Yeah, your boys.
Jets, 49ers.
Yeah. My picks in the NFL went like they did in the first 2 weeks of high school football.
So. Yeah, you can't. I don't like betting on the NFL.
It is so unbelievably hard.
What about Tyreek Hill getting arrested on the way to the game for speeding?
I saw that the cops could not catch him in the stadium.
Did you see he's standing there? They got him handcuffed, and then they kick him and knock him down. I was like, oh, please don't hurt his knee. I really need him in my fantasy team.
Yeah, right.
Plus, I'm a Dolphins guy.
You would just have to imagine you're tailgating, and you look up, and you're like, you've got a big bet on Miami, or Tyreek's on your fantasy team, and it's like you look up and see him in handcuffs. It's like, that's not a good feeling.
He was like, my teammates stopped to check on me.
So
that does remind me, Mike. We were playing this week.
Oh, do we have a game this week? I thought it started next week.
No, it's me and you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm currently projected to win by 30.
Mm. You are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Not my best week.
Not a good week for
not
you.
My
in fantasy.
Best week.
No. Pat beat me in fantasy this week.
You lost to Pat.
I thought for sure
he finished last.
I didn't think Marvin Harrison would have one catch for 4 yards.
What about Travis? He's smoking Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Derek's going to have a big game tonight.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, Derek's, they both those very high points. It was just a tough week for my group.
Yeah. I think I would have lost to everybody.
Yeah, Derek only needs 3 points, and I think Kittle's going to get that for him tonight.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so.
Yep. Did you guys watch the Sunday night football game last night?
Yeah.
Overtime.
Exciting stuff.
Very, very exciting. I think it's very cool every time they mention Ben Johnson. It just makes you wonder, what head coaching job is he going to take?
Right.
What's it going to take?
And what's he waiting for? He's had some chances.
Do you think he thinks Reed's going to get out soon and he wants to go coach with Mahomes?
Maybe he's waiting on the Panthers job. He wants to come home.
He's turned that down twice.
Did you guys see the meme going around today about the Chiefs getting sold?
No.
You guys haven't seen this?
No.
That Disney bought him?
Why?
Going to move him down there? Have a little amusement park. You haven't seen this meme?
No, I have not
seen
it.
Oh, it is, yeah.
I need to check it out.
Go check it out.
Twitter, Instagram, everything?
Instagram, yeah.
Hmm. All right, I guess now we should probably talk some high school football.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
So week three picks, we kind of mentioned them. Derek with an 8-1.
Good job, Derek.
Lewis, 7-2.
Of course.
On the back of his Reynolds pick. Carson, 5-4. You did break 500. Congratulations.
I did. But did you see how quickly it drops?
It did.
For me and Derek.
And then Mike and Pat, 4-5. Not able to break the 500 mark there.
So, what, I mean, 8-1 last week, Mike.
Yeah.
Then 4-5. What? I mean, what happened?
Listen, you can't always be. I got to keep y'all close so you don't get mad and quit.
Okay. I got you.
That's the deal. And like I said, there was like three games I was in 5 points of winning.
I've just got to make up some ground, and 5-4 is just not going to cut it. But I said, that's a big improvement.
Let me give you the overall standings. Currently, I'm in first, 17-10. Derek jumped to second, 15-12. Lewis is 14-13. Pat's 12-15. And Carson, you're 7 games below 500 at 10-17.
Ooh. That sounds right. I thought that number would be worse, to be honest.
Are you going to bang out a couple 8-1s here to get caught back up?
We're going to hope so.
You ask him if he's going to bang a couple 8s?
Yes.
We need the coaches that listen. Can somebody pick me up? I know there's some coaches out there that are listening, and I just don't know if now they're intentionally throwing spreads to catch
just to
me
get
some,
you.
To get
just
me some to losses. Get you.
Hopefully.
All right, so the first game we're going to talk about was McDowell traveled to Tuscola. Tuscola gets the win 26-8, but unable to cover the 26.5-point spread. They were led by Jet Bartley, who was 18 of 30 for 299 yards and 2 TDs, and he rushed it 4 times for 23 yards. Everyone got this one right except me, Carson, Pat, Lewis, and Derek.
Yeah.
So Tuscola, 2-1, are they turning the corner here?
They might be. Maybe that quarterback's getting a hold of the offense, and
you know they lost to Asheville big, but
they did. They've got a tough matchup on the road this week. So I think this week will have a good indicator.
Yeah. So next up, we had the North Buncombe Blackhawks. They traveled to Madison. North Buncombe was a 17.5-point favorite. They get the big win, 42-14. Madison, their first scores of the year. North Buncombe now 2-1, while Madison's 0-3. North Buncombe was led by their running back, Kingston Dennison. He rushed it 15 times for 131 yards, while wide receiver Ryan Moffitt had 5 catches for 75 yards and a touchdown. So North Buncombe 2-1. Do you think they're where they thought they would be right now?
I think they would probably...
You think they probably thought they were going to beat East Henderson?
They were 3-0 last year.
I think they probably would like that East Henderson game back. But it just goes, you know, it'd be great in North Buncombe if you could play Owen Madison every week.
Sorry, Lewis.
That's not a shot at Owen by any means, but
it felt like it.
Big win. I just know by the pictures and whatnot after the game, it looked like North Buncombe was very proud to hold the jug again.
Their schedule gets a whole lot harder starting this week.
And so I think we'll see we'll be able to compare them to some schools that are more their size.
Carson, Lewis, Derek, Mike got this one correct. Pat, the only one to go with Madison. Next up, a little bit of a surprise here, guys. Murphy travels to West Henderson. Murphy was getting 29.5 points. We thought West was going to win this one by 30. And Murphy picks up the win, 36-33. I was real surprised. Quarterback Cade Young for West Henderson was 14 of 22 for 204 yards and 2 TDs. Running back Zane McGraw had 23 carries for 140 yards and a touchdown. He also threw a touchdown to Cade Young. Desion Murray had 17 rushes for 92 yards. And wide receiver Zach McMahon had 5 catches, 141 yards, and 2 TDs, but not able to beat Murphy.
I mean, some of us were not surprised by this.
Carson, Lewis, Derek got this one right.
I don't know if anybody thought that Murphy would win outright.
You thought Murphy was going to win?
Well, maybe not.
Because I didn't hear that when I re-listened.
We picked up.
I don't know if I heard that as well, but it just goes – it looks like West had some very good offensive numbers, but I think the issue was probably obviously stopping Murphy. So some question marks there on the defensive side of the ball, but Cade and obviously Zane still rolling, but it just wasn't enough for them to get the win.
So next up, let's talk a little private school football. Christ School traveled down to A.C. Flora down in Columbia. A.C. Flora picks up the win, They had 306 yards of passing and 176 yards of rushing. Mason Holtzclaw for the Greenies was 19 of 30 for 200 yards, a TD, and an interception. Not a great game for Christ School. There is a couple things I'd like to talk about, though, real quick, if you guys would be all right with that.
Absolutely.
I'm not making any excuses. Christ School didn't play good enough to win. But I just want to start with how, if you're a coach out there and you're thinking maybe we should go play AC Flora, pick up a game in Columbia, don't do it. Not worth it. So it all starts when you get there.
Oh, this is the umpire thing.
Well, you have to buy a ticket ahead of time online.
Okay.
And it says on there, opens at 6:30. We get there, 6:30, the security comes out and says, we're not opening the gates till 7. Well, they've already let the home side in. There's a fence. You can't go between the two. They've already let the home side in. They decide they're not letting this in till 7. You need to go sit in your car.
You can't tailgate or nothing?
So I sit down there near the gate, and they're like, we might let you in at 6:45. You just pulling arbitrary numbers out of your hat? And I should have known at that point it probably wasn't going to be a good night. They did finally let us in.
What time is game kickoff?
7:30.
7:30.
They didn't want to let us in early at all. Like we were going to go in and trash the place or something.
So we get there,
the game starts. Some of our fans, as a lot of Western North Carolina fans, have cowbells.
Yeah.
The athletic director comes over. I want to tell you, there's probably 30 of us. I mean, it's not like we got a huge following.
Right.
They have a full band, cheerleaders, a student section. We're not allowed to ring our 5 cowbells because you're not allowed to have any noisemakers.
Oh.
Well, what's a tuba, my man? Is it that a noisemaker?
I believe it is.
Oh.
I've never heard the no cowbell thing. I was very surprised when you texted that Friday.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
So then, fourth and 10, Flora punts. We receive the punt. We run it back after the play, Lewis. After the play.
Okay.
It's the key part. After the play.
So dead ball?
Unsportsmanlike. I don't exactly know what happened. It was unsportsmanlike. Fine, they called it. They give the ball back to AC Flora and a first down.
Well, that's not how it works on a dead ball.
Definitely not how it works.
Yeah.
So we hold them again. They punt it. We run it back to the 3-yard line. We cross the 40 running it back. The official on our side throws a flag for the other side. How wide is a football field?
What is it, 50, 60?
40, 60 yards?
I think it's probably 40 yards, I think.
Okay.
So he throws his flag on a play 45 yards away, calls a block in the back. I reviewed the film. I had Derek look at it too. Not a block in the back.
Yeah.
Should have never thrown the flag from the other side of the field.
Yeah, because he's not even supposed to be watching over there.
Yeah. So next up, late game, we're charging. We're down 2 touchdowns. We're trying to catch up. The clock mysteriously goes off.
Okay.
This is a brand new stadium. It's a $100,000 clock. Thing comes back on, and 2 minutes are gone. We haven't run a play. Nobody's run a play. 2 minutes are gone.
Okay.
They have a live stream. Pull it up. 2 minutes have disappeared. So then late in the game, they're running the play clock down. It gets down to 7. Their guys reset it in the box.
Ooh. Without the hand push?
No hand push. So, yeah. I'll be honest with you. I start yelling.
I would, too.
The referee calls time and does.
Did you get a warning?
No. He stops the clock and makes them snap it without the clock running. So, what are they trying to do, man? There's clear.
Cookie.
Yeah. The box, the guy running the box, the first down box, 1, 2, 3, 4, he didn't really keep it where he was supposed to. If the play came to the sideline, whether it went out of bounds or not, he would run the other direction. And then just guess maybe where it went. All night long, he's at least a half a yard off where the first down is. It's awful.
Yeah.
It was absolutely awful.
And the refs let this go on?
They were totally inadequate.
Well, I mean, I think that's something that we're starting to see more and more. One beef I had during Owen's first game, I was running the chains. And so, you know, you're always right beside the side judge there.
Yeah.
And there was like 5 or 6 times that he would say, Coach, of course, talking to Inca, he said, Coach, number 51 offside that play, make sure he doesn't do it again. He did it 5 times, 5, 6 times. That's 50, 60 yards of penalties that he didn't call. Mm. Plus, now, during the Inca game and during this North Henderson game this week, we had the white hat that's like 92 years old. I don't know if you've seen him yet. He can't move. He really can't see much of anything, and he is constantly causing confusion. Like, the level of umpiring or refereeing going on is horrendous.
Yeah.
Unless you're these top schools that get the good guys.
Right. Right. The Reynolds, the TCs, they're getting the good guys.
Right.
And listen, I'm not making excuses. We didn't play good enough to win.
Sure. But sure.
If you're not screwing us on every chance you get, it's going to be real close. We might have a chance to win. They predetermined we were going to win.
Right.
This is a team from Arden. They're not going to win in Columbia.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Did athletically and stuff, you know, was it – how did Christ School match up?
I think we – it was very close. They had they had a good quarterback who could hit his receivers.
Yeah.
And they were good at what they did. They would pack
– how did Mason play?
They would pack 8 or 9 guy linemen in the box and make it real hard to get there. We put pressure on the quarterback. Our offensive line played fantastic. Holtzclaw had all night to throw the football. The only interception he threw – to his defense, bounced out of the receiver. It hit him in the hands, and the receiver just popped up, yeah. And the guy caught it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did he play great?
He can't do anything about that.
You know, even on our touchdown pass, we had two guys running the same route. One of them just happened to catch it. I mean, that shouldn't happen. But, you know, whatever. Whatever.
Yeah, it's always tough when you're playing 15 or 16, right?
So, yeah. So, Christ School 1-2, AC Floor 2-1. You know, whatever. So, next up, Owen. By the way, the only one to get the Christ School game right was Derek.
Yeah, yeah.
Next up, Owen at North Henderson. North Henderson was a 41.5-point favorite, as it always is. Owen and North Henderson, no stats. North Henderson did win 36-6, but, you know, good teams win. What is it?
Great teams cover.
Great teams cover. Yep. Owen covers the 41.5. Carson, Mike, Pat, Lewis, Derek, we all got this one correct. You want to share what you saw?
Yeah, I mean, unlike what this final shows, I mean, going into
half. It was a lot closer late.
Yeah, well, going into half, it was 14-6.
Yeah.
All the guys are pumped up. You could see what Faircloth is doing over there is working. Once again, similar story. Going, you know, late in the fourth, these guys pile on points. Our guys are super tired. We run out of legs. There's no one really to take their spot. We did shift in and out, you know, as much as we could, but.
Yeah.
Like I said, what Faircloth's building over there, and like you saw,
I mean, that's
two weeks
in a row where, like, at halftime, it's like, boys, we got a game.
Right.
And so, we've mentioned before, with those numbers and stuff, it makes it very difficult to do the four quarters, especially when you're playing so many guys both ways. But you just, you know, you have to appreciate what's going on and to see that, you know, it's not 30-0 in the first quarter.
Right. And you know, he's doing a lot of things where he's encouraging these guys. You know, at the end of the game, I try to tell him that he's, you know, getting better every week. And he's like, hey, I've got the best group of guys. I got the best job in America. Like, that's the dude you want.
That's all you can ask for.
Coaching your son. And they're doing a fantastic job out there. Just hopefully we start to see some wins out of it.
You got a good chance this week.
I think so.
So next up, Smoky Mountain at TC. TC, the favorite to win this one, 24.5. And they finally put a full game together. Lewis and Derek got this one right. Mm-hmm. TC wins 49-7. No stats on this one yet. But TC obviously came out and dominated. They struggled the week before against East Rufford.
I guess I read too much into the week before. And then, you know, because we expected Watauga to be solid. So it's hard to read on that one. But I thought TC would have done this last week against East Rutherford, so I was not expecting this. But sounds like they played a complete game. Smoky Mountain over the past several years has always, you know, muddied up games and whatnot, and Robertson obviously ran away with this one.
TC might be getting hot just in time for MAC play.
Yeah, some might say there's another team that's getting hot in MAC play.
Who's that?
You might say Irwin.
Oh, yeah. Irwin, yeah.
Pistol hot.
Other teams are going cold, but who knows?
So, next up, Asheville traveled to Lake Norman. Lake Norman was a 22.5-point favorite. Asheville is able to cover, but they lose the game 32-15. What's the difference of 32 and 15, Matt, Lewis?
17.
You're the math guy. 17. It was close. It was close. Pat Lewis, Derek, get this one. 15-3 going in the fourth quarter for Asheville. They were in the lead, 15-3. Slidell was 5 of 12 for 20 yards. Kane Plummer, 14 carries for 97 yards and a TD. Josh Ellis, our player of the week 2 weeks ago, had 6 carries for 8 yards. And Addison Kane led their defense with 12 tackles. 15-3 in the fourth quarter, Carson.
Just to pile on the referee saga.
So hang on one sec. Yeah. We have a clip. You mind to play the Asheville clip?
I really like Asheville to go down the mountain and potentially, this is a winnable game for them. You know, the
is
spread,
this the upset alert for Derek?
You know, this may be my dog of the week. And, you know, that's a tough break because the last one that I've had didn't turn out so well. I think it was like a 40-point blowout.
Indeed it was. But you don't want to be Derek's dog of the week.
No.
No.
Every week that he's chose it wrong, right?
Yeah. Next time he chooses a dog of the week, I'm going opposite.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I may change my pick. But we had go on some referees real quick. The official on Asheville sideline did not have a whistle.
That's sort of an important tool when you're an official.
So during the first drive, you know, the white hat asked Coach Radford if he had one they could borrow.
Did he have one?
And I don't appear so, because late in the game, they were going for it on fourth down, and Asheville was trying to call a timeout. Court's on the numbers. The official did not have a whistle to call the timeout. So they ran the play, get the fourth down. Court's on the numbers on the field. But like you guys said,
why didn't he make the tackle?
I bet he could have. Court's gritty.
He is gritty.
But it got, like you guys had said, it was 15-3 until 30 seconds left in the third quarter. Asheville, it looked like they got Kaheem back, and so he took the majority of the carries. He's more of the bruiser, is what they've said. Ellis, super, super important on defense at cornerback. So they want, when they want to give him rest, they rest him on offense. It looks like they, I was told they had 80 snaps on defense and held them to three points until the fourth quarter. And then, like we have mentioned before, you get worn down. A couple ball doesn't go your way a few times. Whistle obviously is not called your way a few times when there's no whistle. But it looks like Derek had a chance to have them be dog of the week. But unfortunately, it just did not. That's not how it played out this week.
Yeah, Derek's just not good at dogs, man.
Nope.
I hate that for Asheville. I thought they had the win there.
No, but they...
Carson, Mike, and Derek did get this one correct.
Yep.
So, what do you think they... I'm sorry, that's not...
No, I did
Pat,
not.
Lewis, and Derek got this one right.
Yeah, I got this one wrong.
I did as well.
Am I 0-2? 0-3 fading Asheville?
0-3.
Well, 0-2 because they were scared to make up the Providence Day game.
That's right.
They got rained out or lightning out.
So, next up... East Forsyth comes to Reynolds. So East Forsyth at Reynolds. Reynolds was getting 12.5. East Forsyth domination 49-14. Quarterback Bryce Baker was 29 of 38 for 482 yards and 5 touchdowns.
What happened out there, Mike?
They had 142 yards rushing. They had 3 receivers over 125 yards. So not there. Pat not here tonight, so I did get a few firsthand stuff. So 3 plays in, it's 7-0 East Forsyth.
3 plays?
Yes. Another 3 offensive plays. Well, Eli throws a pick. So then they get the ball back. 3 more plays, it's 14-0 East Forsyth.
And
so they've run 6 offensive plays.
And all 6 offensive plays, if I remember correctly, were passes, right?
Yes. All passes. The first run was in the 4th possession, and it was a quarterback keeper.
Oh.
So it's 28-0, all passes and quarterback runs, 35-0, and I think that's when they called off the dogs.
35-0.
How many times did Max touch the ball?
Yeah, so for Reynolds, Hamrick was 14 of 28 for 156 yards, 2 TDs, and an interception. Max Guest only touched the ball 12 times. He touched it 14. 12 rushes for 71 yards and 2 catches. If you have the best running back, maybe it's because they got down early, but don't you think Max needs more than 12 carries?
Do you think he's on a touch count?
Are they trying to keep him healthy for the playoffs?
I don't think that's the case at all. I know one thing. If we're playing NCAA, that style of play in the red, transfer.
Yeah, that's
– definitely. This is the most
that he's touched the ball, 14, I believe, right?
Yes, because it was only 12 last game.
Yeah, it was 12. It just – but – I'm not going to say I am shocked of how fast it unraveled or how fast they put it on him. But that quarterback, I didn't know that was going to be an issue. He is one of the top quarterbacks in the state, top quarterback nationally.
You still got to get your best player the ball.
That's right.
Definitely.
Even if it's in space throwing it, you got to get Max Guest the ball. He's your best player.
I wish we had a microphone in that box and listened to Andy during that first little.
This is either going to be a very listened to episode from Fairview, or it's not going to be listened to. It's going to be one of they were going to want to hear what we have to say, or they're just going to tune in a couple weeks.
Yeah, I just think, you know, if you're Reynolds, listen, I know you scored 51 points last week or whatever, but in these games, you got to get Max the football. Am I wrong? Am I thinking this the wrong way?
If I'm calling the plays and my quarterback throws a couple picks right away, I'm going to maybe run heavy after that.
Yeah, but when you're down 35-0 and you can't stop them,
that's
tough.
Yeah, but it's 7-0. You throw a pick, it's 14-0. At that point, don't you say, Max averaged 6 yards a carry.
Yeah.
So two carries is a first down.
Oof. Yeah.
And in the 12 carries he had, he averaged 5.9 yards a carry.
Unless they were at this point like, hey, let's work some stuff out. Obviously, this is a good team that's confusing him. Let's try to work some things out here.
But it goes it's like the last 2 weeks of high school football. It can be so different from week to week. And it's 51, hanging 51 on Shelby at Shelby with a delay. I expected Reynolds. At some point, I feel like their offense has to be what they lean on.
Shelby loses to Crest this week, so. They are not starting off very good. They are evidently down this year.
Apparently very down.
So, finally, for the first time ever, Reynolds, not our last game. Irwin at Brevard. We all knew this was going to be a fantastic game. I think we all realized.
I think we all wanted to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brevard for letting them put it on TV.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On My40. You know, a lot of athletic directors would not let a big game like this be on TV. Brevard said yes. So, Irwin wins 56-42. Brevard was a 12.5-point favorite, but Irwin gets the win. Pat Lewis Mike got this one right. For Brevard, their quarterback Kessinger was 8 of 10 for 68 yards, a TD, and 2 interceptions. Running back Thompson carried it 18 times for 171 yards and a TD, and he had 2 catches for 11 yards. They had another running back, Nyreel Skinner, 17 carries for 130 yards and a touchdown. So they were obviously able to run the football. Not enough. Irwin wins the game. Caden Engel threw for 421 yards.
Wow.
421. Michael Petty had 245 yards of receiving. Milky Ray, 310 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns. And I've got a few other stats for you. Lawson Reynolds had 20 tackles. They had 8 TDs. 7 of those were a 1 minute or less drive.
Wow.
Irwin never trailed in this game. Judah Dayton had 12 tackles and a sack. I mean, come on.
Is
Brevard down, or is Irwin just clicking right now?
Let's not take anything away from Brevard. Let's give all the roses to Irwin, because Brevard still beat Pisgah 35-0.
Yep.
I think this game says a lot of things. Brevard. Irwin has absolute fireworks on offense.
I did get a chance to talk to Coach Pruitt today, and the number one thing he mentioned, offensive line. He said, we thought they were going to be a problem, but our offensive line stepped up and did the deal.
If you would have told me they would have had 100 rushing yards, I would have probably been like, ooh, that's... I'd probably take the under on that one, just because we just know Irwin spreads it out. They've got the athletes on the outside. I mean, what a game from the running back. And their offensive line obviously dominated.
Yeah, absolutely. And so listen to Irwin's next 4 games. They got West this week, West Henderson, Asheville, Reynolds, TC.
What a time to be clicking
there. In the next 4 weeks, we're going to know a lot about Irwin.
We are.
I feel good about Irwin.
I think Irwin feels good about Irwin right now as well. And I think this game says also a lot about Mountain Heritage, because Mountain Heritage last week, I know it was at Mountain Heritage, but they held them off enough to get that win. This was a statement game. I was with a Brevard fan, and he was in a group text with 5 people that were there. And he said it was like Mike just mentioned, every few minutes he was like, Irwin just scored. Irwin just scored. Irwin just scored. And he said the Brevard fans were like, there's no chance we stop them.
56-42.
He said if they played an extra couple quarters, he said Irwin would score 100 points.
Do you think Coach Craig is up watching film already on Irwin?
I mean, I would say Coach Craig's probably focused on Watauga this week.
Yeah.
That's a tough man. That's a tough scheme to.
Shout out to Coach Pruitt for texting me back today. We text for a few minutes. He's super pumped about his team right now. And
I mean, rightfully so.
Yeah,
I
absolutely.
Mean, rightfully so. Brevard is primed to make another deep run.
I think so, too. So, that was last week. You guys want to talk a little bit about some power rankings?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Do you want the real power rankings, or do you want the joke power rankings first?
Let's get the real ones.
The real ones. Okay. We can do the real ones first.
Or is the joke the actual system, Tom?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
So the high school overtime page that, you know, we get a lot of information from, they're very good at covering sports. Here's their top 10. In the 8-2-8, Hickory, number one. I don't think anybody doubts that. Watauga, 2. Reynolds, 3. Mount Heritage, 4. Asheville School, 5. TC, 6. Irwin, 7. Asheville, 8. Christ School, 9. And Franklin, 10.
Ooh. Asheville School above Christ School.
Man, we'll see in about 3 weeks. But yes,
Robertson above Irwin.
Eventually, you have to win football games. For now, Robertson above Irwin, probably because they started there.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, you still agree with ACR at 3?
So, East Forsyth, a tough game.
It's a tough one.
Let's see what happens against Watauga.
Okay.
Based on their strength of schedule and who they've won, I do think they go up. You're not going to love this, but I think they go above Mount Heritage. I think they definitely go above Asheville School, TC.
TC and Irwin?
Currently Irwin. I mean, you got to beat them first.
Okay.
I mean, that's a game that Asheville Reynolds has dominated those rivalries for a while.
Yep.
For a long, long time.
If we're just talking historical data, I think they have to beat Reynolds at some point.
Okay. One of those teams to jump Reynolds has to beat them.
Well, I mean, ACR, I mean, the Shelby win's no longer a quality win.
Right.
Right?
I think you're right.
So, you got one quality win?
Yeah. Let's see what happens this week, and okay. We'll talk again. So, here's the other one. Here's the Asheville Citizen Times. They got Mount Heritage at 1. That's fine. They're undefeated. Franklin at 2. Okay. Brevard at 3. Irwin at 7.
Was this before?
No, this came out today.
This came out today.
Brevard at 3. Irwin at 7.
After they just dominated.
After they just
that
beat
has them. To be a typo.
No.
That has to be an absolute.
Brevard at 3. Irwin at 7. So Reynolds at 4 behind Brevard. Brevard's 1-2. Reynolds also 1-2. Asheville High School's 5. Asheville School is 6. Irwin is 7. Makes no sense. Pisgah 8. Murphy 9. Murphy's only 9 because they beat West Henderson, and 10 is West Henderson.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Ridiculous. That's what it is.
Franklin.
I wonder if they're doing the same thing Carson does, just
draw the names out of a hat.
Yeah.
Could be. I do think Carson draws his picks out of the hat sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes when I don't know a lot about the teams, I go with the color scheme.
You sound like a woman.
Are you getting geared up for Hallmark movies now, too? is that season?
It's in the air. It is in the air.
You guys going to the Biltmore House this weekend? What's up?
No.
It's not fall enough yet.
Okay.
No, we go when it's Christmas lights.
Christmas lights.
Oh, gosh. So, what do you think? You ready to talk about week 3?
What about player of the week?
Week 4.
Player of the week last week.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do y'all think? It's got to be Milky Ray, right?
I think Milky Ray.
Milky Ray. 310 yards rushing and 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, impressive performance.
Guy electric every time he touches the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had number of carries and stuff. That information not out yet, but what a game.
Yeah.
Caden Engel, a close second, 421 yards passing. I mean, come on.
It's crazy.
That offense clicking.
They had a few options that we could pick from, but it was clear.
I mean, clearly team of the week, right?
Yeah, Irwin, domination.
Definitely.
Wow.
Good enough to be the 7th best team.
According to the Asheville Citizen Times, they're the 7th best team on Brevard's number 3. Perfect.
But I can tell you, us and other fans are the only ones that care about that list.
That's correct.
No one in actual locker rooms give a crap about what the Asheville Citizen Times.
But the Citizen Times gets paid to cover it.
But they do. I would say maybe their only subscribers are 50 and older.
I'm a subscriber just so I can read this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not 50.
You're close. 48.
Whatever.
There's no teenager subscribing.
No. No.
But I'm not getting the actual paper. I'm just reading it online. That counts for something.
What is that, $1 a year?
something like that. Yeah. Should be 10 cents a week.
Cheaper than Reynolds. 10 cents a year. Reynolds is subscription.
$100 a month if you want to watch Reynolds. Nobody watched them. Or I did not watch them. I can't say nobody. I didn't watch them this week. All right, so week four. We're up to week four already. Week four.
That's sad.
So first up, we got Hazelle at Pisgah. Pisgah, 13-point favorite. They're, of course, they're led by Aaron Clark. Hazelle only scored 4.5 points a game this year while giving up 28. Last year, Pisgah wins the game 32-7. So since Pat and Derek are not here yet, do you want me to give their picks first, last? What do you guys want me to do?
I can give out Pat's picks. I got it pulled up. If you okay. don't, Pat's going to take Pisgah here.
So is Derek.
Okay.
Carson, what do you think?
I do believe that Pisgah runs away with this and gets some style points, and they want to get some confidence going in. To week four, I believe Pisgah covers 13.5.
Mike?
13, not enough. Not enough. Pisgah.
God, I'm going to have to do the same.
Yeah.
I don't think 13's enough.
No, not for a team that's scoring 4.5 a game.
Whoever set this line did a fantastic job.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So next up, should be a good one, East Henderson at Owen. East Henderson 2-1, Owen 0-3. Last year, Owen wins this game 26-6. East Henderson has beat North Buncombe and Madison, but lost to Hendersonville. East Henderson, a 12-point favorite. Derek's taking East Henderson.
So is Pat.
Pat's also taking East Henderson. I'm taking Owen. I think they cover the 12. Owen on a little bit. I know they haven't won, but they're playing good. They got to put the fourth quarter together. But I think they – I think – I'm going out and saying Owen wins this game. First game of the year, this week, Owen wins.
Is this your dog of the week?
Don't say that. Don't
I'm
say
not
that.
Calling that.
Don't say that.
I'm going to go with – just because of the fourth quarter struggles, I want them to show me, prove me wrong, let me get this pick wrong, Owen. I'm going to pick East Henderson.
Mike, I'm going with you. I think Owen – I think they're figuring out some things in that locker room. I think they do figure out how to close out a fourth quarter here. I really think Owen's winning this. So I'm definitely taking the 12 points.
I got a good feeling here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I got a good feeling. So next up, Tuscola at Swain. Little bit of a strange spread right here. Tuscola on a little bit of a hot streak. They're 2-1. Swain 0-3. They've lost to Charlotte Country Day School, Smoky Mountain, and Franklin. All pretty good teams. Smoky Mountain only one loss. Franklin has yet to lose. And Charlotte Country Day having a very nice season as well. Swain's only scoring 6 points a game and giving up 26, while Tuscola scoring 18 a game while giving up 21. They've beaten McDowell and Polk, but got blown out by Asheville. Of course, Tuscola led by quarterback Jet Bartley. Last year, Swain wins this game 30-26. Pat's taking Tuscola. I'm sorry, Derek is taking Tuscola.
Yeah, Pat's also taking Tuscola.
All right. Lewis?
I'm going to also pick Tuscola. I don't think 15's enough, and Tuscola's kind of starting to figure things out. I think their quarterback's starting to learn some things out there. Their defense is playing well. I'm going with Tuscola.
Carson?
I'm going to go with Tuscola as well.
I think Swain picks up the win. I think they're going to probably win by 3 touchdowns. They're a good team, and they're going to figure it out this week. So I'm taking Swain. Next up, coming to Christ School this week, Hebron Christian Academy out of Georgia. Hebron's 3-0, while Christ School's 1-2. Hebron scoring 37 a game while giving up 10. They throw for about 142 yards a game and rush for 200. They're led by 3 3-star recruits. Carrington Combs, 6'2", 230-pound linebacker, who's committed to Georgia Tech. Garrett Hemp, 6'3", 185-pound athlete, committed to State. And Sishon John, he's 6'3", 290-pound defensive lineman committed to Virginia. Good Lord, I watched his film last night. He's a sinner's nightmare. Christ School getting 29 here. Derek is taking Hebron. Who's Pat taking?
Pat is taking Christ School.
Carson?
I'm going to go with Hebron here.
What are you thinking, Lewis?
29 points is a lot. I think Christ School keeps it within 29 but does lose the game.
I'm also going to take Christ School. Really, the spread needs to be about 49, but Hebron's a very good school. But I think Christ School figures it out this week.
Where's Hebron based out of?
Georgia.
Decatur? No. It's something crazy. But yes, okay. Somewhere in Georgia.
Somewhere in Georgia.
They're a top 50 school out of Georgia.
Are they private or public?
They are a private school.
Private school, okay.
Hebron Christian Academy.
Okay.
So, we'll see.
So, is that going to be Luke's matchup Friday night?
Yeah.
That's why he was watching this film.
Can we watch the film? Dominating some centers.
Oh, my goodness.
But Luke can do it.
I believe.
I told him, I said, this is the week your D1 recruitment starts.
This is it. No better time than now.
So, it's going to be a tough game for him. Look, Christ School hadn't figured it out offensively, and I don't know why not. They have some great athletes. I don't know. I don't know why they haven't figured it out, but this is the week.
Did we get 13 the ball at all?
Yes, he had 8 catches this past week. Okay. He's also the one who let it pop out of his hands and the team pick it up. Yeah.
Dang.
So, next up, Asheville School playing their one Division I opponent. They're playing Metrolina, who's 2-2. Asheville School, of course, 2-0, coming off a bye week. They're a 27-point favorite. So far, they're scoring 46 a game while giving up 3.5. They've beat Hayesville, Christ Church. They're led by Virginia commit Justin Rowe, Hazon Tobe. I always mess this guy's name up. Lazar, and Jojo Akeem. Metrolina beat North Raleigh Christian Academy and Covenant Day while losing to Trinity Christian and Charlotte Latin. They played 4 games. They rush it for about 200 yards a game. They want to get it done on the ground. They're scoring 26.5 while giving up 25.5, so they're used to some close games. What are you thinking here, Lewis?
I'm going to go Asheville School on this one. I don't think 27 is enough to hold those athletes back.
Derek also taking Asheville School.
So is Pat.
He said, the difference maker, Hazon Tobe and Justin Rowe able to take care of business. Carson?
I'm going to go with Metrolina and take the points here.
I am too. Listen, Metrolina's a gritty team. They're going to run it at you. They're kind of tough to get to pull away from. So I am also taking Metrolina. So we'll see. Last year, Asheville School wins 37-35. So next up, Brevard at North Buncombe. I know you guys are expecting a close one here. North Buncombe 2-1. They're actually scoring 32 a game while giving up 18. Brevard 1-2. They're scoring 31 a game and giving up 25. Brevard a 49-point favorite. That's a lot of points.
That's a whole lot of points.
But Brevard needing a get-right game here. Derek taking North Buncombe.
Pat is taking Brevard.
All right. Lewis?
49 is a lot of points. I think I'm going to go for Brevard to win the game, but North Buncombe to cover.
Both teams like to run the football.
Yep.
That could be the detriment.
I'm going to go with North Buncombe, and the only reason is I don't know if they'll attempt any passes.
They didn't against Owen.
Yeah, so if they're doing QB dives the whole game, I just could imagine the clock will probably be moving.
Yep.
You guys have mentioned once it gets to 40, it's very, very there's limited possessions left. So I'm going to go with Brevard. I think it'll probably be more like 42-0.
I'm going to take Brevard to cover here. I think they're not real happy. They're not going to have a great week at practice.
No.
And they're going to come out and score about 50 this week.
So 50-0, is that what you have?
Yeah, I'm taking Brevard.
Do you think North Buncombe scores a point?
No. I don't think they do either.
Do you?
No.
But I think that it's crazy to say I'm picking a team to cover that I do not think will score a point.
Yeah, I think Brevard wins by a lot. I'm sure it's not pretty in Brevard this week. So next up, Hendersonville at Mount Heritage. Mount Heritage 3-0. They're scoring 38 a game while giving up 13. They've beat Robbinsville in the Out West Super Bowl this week. Last week, 28-13. Any surprise there, Lewis?
No.
You've been screaming Robbinsville.
Yes, but Mountain Heritage is a real deal this year.
Ooh, indeed. Are they now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I agree.
They're led by their quarterback, Brody Quinn. He rushes for 91 a game and throws for 130. I'm sorry, he throws for 91 a game and runs for 134. He scored 6 TDs on the year. They're absolutely loaded on offense. Hendersonville, they score in 28 a game while giving up 16. They're led by their sophomore quarterback, Jerron Ward. Throws it for about 108 a game. He has a TD and three interceptions. On the ground, they're led by Rudisil, 59 yards a game and three touchdowns on the year. Last year, Mount Heritage only won this game 28-21. Derek taking Mount Heritage.
Pat is also taking Mount Heritage.
I'll break the ice. I'm going Hendersonville. I think Hendersonville keeps it within 26 points.
Mike?
I'm going to take Mount Heritage. I think this is a big blowout. I think they win by probably 35.
Yeah.
What do you got? Hendersonville, just it's going to be tough to stop that run.
Yes, and I'm not sure Hendersonville scores this week.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to our Hendersonville listeners, but I'm going to have to agree. Mount Heritage is definitely going to cover this.
So am I the only one on Hendersonville?
You are, yes. Oof. Do you want to switch?
No, I'll go with Hendersonville.
There's no takebacks. No.
There's none? Are you sure?
Yeah.
26 points.
26 points.
Isn't it crazy? It's like, okay.
Well, 26 and a half.
Irwin's starting 26-0. It's like, all right, don't lose. It's like, that's what it is with the spread.
Yep. Yep.
So next up, this ought to be a fantastic game. West Henderson at Irwin. West Henderson 2-1 coming off the loss this last week to Hayesville. Irwin 2-1 coming off the big win over Rivard. It's a pick 'em, guys. Last year, West Henderson beat Irwin 40-10 in the regular season and 61-15 in the playoffs. Based on that, Carson, I'm sure you're taking West Henderson.
You are dead wrong. This is a new year, and I think Irwin is going to come out and wants it to be very, very clear that this is a new Irwin. With West Henderson having trouble stopping Murphy, I'm gonna make a prediction. I think Irwin scores 50 points for the back-to-back week.
Ooh.
I also think Irwin is – listen, I love West Henderson. Coach, great guy, but I think Irwin dominates this one. West down a little bit this year. They're going to score early, and it's going to be close early, but second half, Irwin pulls away. Lewis?
I'm also going to pick Irwin, and also Pat picks Irwin.
Ooh, it's the curse. Derek. It's the curse. Derek also chose Irwin.
Mm-mm-mm. I mean, it's hard. It's very difficult to sit here after what Irwin just did to Brevard and what Murphy just did to West. And we just watched Robertson flip the script. Not saying that West can't flip the script, but I just can't in good faith say that Irwin just automatically cools off this week.
Right.
Unless they're a little overconfident this week.
Yeah, and hopefully Coach Pruitt's got this guy. I mean, this season, you know, your season can't be defined by one game. Win or loss. So hopefully he's got those guys hungry, and I think that they do.
So our next game, this is a big one, guys. Reynolds traveling to Boone to take on Watauga.
At Watauga.
Reynolds 1-2, Watauga 3-0. Last year, Watauga wins this game 36-35.
At Reynolds.
At Reynolds. Watauga a 14-point favorite. Watauga's beat TC 14-0, Avery and Maiden. So their schedule... Not a stellar schedule.
It's average, other than TC.
They're led by their quarterback, Maddox Glenn. He's their leading, of course, passer, 100 yards a game. He also rushes it for 97 yards a game. He's their leading rusher as well.
Wow.
Reynolds, of course, led by Hamrick, Guest. The question for me is, you know, is Guest going to get some carries this week? I have a clip I'd like for you to play. Do you mind to play the Pat clip?
I was actually going to have to pick against ACR for the first time.
That was last week.
He didn't pick against them.
No, he ended up taking Reynolds.
Right.
Pat taking Watauga this week.
He did text in and say he's taking Watauga.
I know you guys are going to think we made it up. I will post the text on the Facebook if I need to.
Can we just gray the rest of our conversation?
Yes, yes, we can. But Pat did pick Watauga.
Wow.
On a 14-point spread. Listen, for me, this spread is close. What did Derek say?
Whoever set this line did a fantastic job.
Well, this is going to be a close
one. I think it should be. I think maybe 14 is not enough, but, you know, who knows?
Could be tough. What are you thinking, Carson?
Based off of last week, what you guys just said at Brevard, you know, it's going to be a tough week of practice. I would imagine that it's very similar in Fairview. And I'd imagine that those guys are really hungry to get that taste out of their mouth. So I think that the Reynolds coaches has them ready to go. And I think Reynolds goes up to Watauga. And I think that they are in this game late. So I'm going to take the 14 points, and I'm going to pick with AC Reynolds.
Yeah, I mean, Derek is also taking Reynolds. I just think East Forsyth and was probably out-athleting Reynolds in a lot of positions last week. I don't think they have that trouble with Watauga. I think Reynolds is probably more athletic. I think they have a better quarterback who does different things. If they give the ball to Max Guest, I think he can have some big yards this week. Big yards. I'm also taking Reynolds. Lewis, what do you think?
Well, for me, I mean, Coach Craig seeing this team a few years in a row, I think he'll have his guys prepared for the physicality that Watauga is going to bring. And like we said last, I mean, ACR, best coaching staff, best players. Their players know how to do everything. The best team in Western North Carolina. I'm going to have to pick ACR.
Yeah, I think Reynolds probably wins. I'm looking at a 17-21 point lead win for Reynolds.
And my thing is, okay, so if the spread's 14 points, so you're saying that Reynolds and Robertson are exactly equal. Watauga beat Robertson 14-0.
Well, I predicted, right, you know, TC to win the MAC this year.
You did. But now you've now seen the light. And
I mean, yeah, but ACR, I mean, they are the best team in Western North Carolina. And
so if I got that correct, four of us have Reynolds, and there is one person that does not.
That's correct.
Pat picked Watauga this week.
Pat Pohl.
I was actually going to have to pick against ACR for the first time.
I cannot wait for him to explain this.
Wow. When he goes back next week, he's going to have to tell us about
it. He's going to tell everybody how we did not force him to do this.
I think he'll try to convince everybody that we did, but
we have the text message.
We have the text message.
That's true.
I'll be happy to share it. I'll black everything else out, but I'll share Pat's text message if I need to.
700 people on Instagram would love to see it.
Do you think Brendan will be L. Pat?
Ooh.
Oof.
Just wondering, because he's the L. Lewis guy.
He is.
Will he be L. Pat?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
I think this is one of the times where you're ashamed of your dad.
Oh, man.
I mean, Luke's felt that way a few times, right?
I'm sure. Probably last week, last Friday night. Oh, man. So that's this week's game. I mean, I'm pretty sure I got them all right. I don't know about you guys.
100%.
I can't see a pick I got wrong.
Yeah. Man. So to wrap us up, Lewis, you might have a fun question for us.
What is one band or musician you would love to party with?
A band or musician I'd like to party with. Carson, what do you think?
I mean, easy. Post Malone.
Oh, God, that's a good pick.
Post Malone. The second name is Luke Combs that comes to mind. I bet Luke can put him back, but I think Post Malone, I think I could bring him in any environment. He could rip a heater. He could shotgun a beer. I could see him coming to a Friday night football game, enjoying it, just being on cloud nine, just watching just pads hit each other. I'm going to go with Post Malone.
Is he related to Karl Malone? He used to play for the
I don't think so.
No,
Utah Jazz?
I do not believe so.
I don't think I've ever heard of him.
You've never heard of Post Malone?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Mike. See, he's showing his age.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
I'm definitely going to take Cody Jinks.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Cody Jinks. He's the coolest dude. Got a great beard. I think he would, like, come to the tailgate at Christ School. We'd drink a few beers. So he'd watch in and walk. He would walk in and watch the game with us.
I'm basing it off of his song Somewhere in the Middle.
Right.
Right. So no matter where you go, he's like me. No matter what crowd you're in, you can get along.
Right.
Yeah. And I think he'd be fun to hang out with. That's also my answer.
I don't know that Lewis would be considered easy to get along with, but maybe.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, you think so?
I mean, yeah. I mean, any basketball or anything that I go to, people love to see me there.
I think Pat's answer would probably be Michael Jackson for obvious reasons.
I was thinking he's a Billy Joel guy.
Billy Joel. He loves Billy Joel.
Yeah. He likes Billy Joel.
That's who it is. Derek, I think Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I think Derek is a huge Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah. If not.
When he pulls up, you can hear it blasting inside the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. That's a good one. I was going to say Miley Cyrus, but Taylor Swift.
He got a Travis Kelce tattoo last week. Gosh.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a good question. Mike does not know who Post Malone is.
That's surprising.
That's crazy.
I mean, he's all over. He does some country music.
How many texts will I get on that? Over, under five? Over.
That what? Definitely. That I don't know who Post Malone is?
Yeah, for sure.
I think I've heard the name, but
I'm a bad friend for not knowing who Post Malone is.
He has tattoos all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just came out with a song with Morgan, and I had some help.
Gotcha.
It's a good one.
I don't generally listen to new country.
You've never seen him?
He's
not a country guy, but he does play some country.
He just started with country.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, good. Guys, great show. I hate Pat and Derek not able to be here. We hope they'll be back with us next week. Listen, our thoughts and prayers are Pat today.
Absolutely.
And his family.
Yep.
And we can't wait to get together next week.
Love you guys.
And we'll see you on the flip side.